I'm going to read from 1 John and chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. John chapter 4. I'll read from verse 1, but we'll consider from verses 3 and 4 onwards. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. I'll just pause there. So verse 3 concludes or finishes on a rather stark note. The spirit of Antichrist, of opposition to all that is Christ, a counterfeit to the gospel, a counterfeit to the real Christ. It could be a particular person. Clearly there's a spirit of it, and it's not just coming, it's come. It's already here. John was writing a long time ago. For a follower of Christ, the real Christ, this is a rather sobering passage. We are living in a world in which the spirit of Antichrist, false religion, Babylon, everything which opposes God, is already here, and it's at work. And yet verse 4 offers comfort. Ye are of God, little children. If we are little children, and we're living in a world characterized and dominated by the spirit of Antichrist, I don't fancy our chances, do you? And yet what does John go on to say? And have overcome them. Well, how have we overcome them? Who's the them? Presumably the false teachers who possess and advertise and publish false teaching, the spirit of Antichrist. Some of them are even in or connected to the very church to whom John is writing. These are eloquent, powerful, respected people. But John says, you have overcome them. Well, he then says why. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, who is in us? Christ Jesus by his Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of truth is within us, and he steers us away from evil and false teaching, and would bring us into his truth and into his light. So there is a he that's in the world. Is that the Antichrist? Is it the spirit of Antichrist? Is it the devil? Is it all of them put together? I fancy the latter. And powerful and terrifying though they may appear, there is one greater than them, and he is in us. And that is a real comfort. You know, when we look out on the world and we think, well, you know, how much false religion is there? How much atheism is there? How much counterfeit Christianity is there? It seems overwhelming at times, and you think, well, how many people are sticking to the plain truth of the gospel, to theology revealed in God's word? Perhaps not very many, and you know, we don't meet in the greatest buildings, we don't have the most prominent people, yet he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He then gives us further detail about they who are in the world. They speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. In other words, they speak worldly wisdom, and the world applauds it. These people are popular. Their message is acceptable. Their message is welcome. This is the kind of religion that sinful natures can applaud. The gospel is not so. The gospel tells us that we are inherently sinful and that we need to be saved. It says you're not good enough. You can't dig your way out of the hole. You need a saviour. You need one to do it for you. Now, that's wonderfully good news. But it does attack pride and false religion. All false religion says you're good enough to help yourselves. And the Bible says you're not good enough to help anyone. That's why Christ had to come down from glory in order to effect our rescue. But the false teachers, they are of the world. Speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. This is a theology which would be quite acceptable to the classical schools of philosophy, to Roman lawyers. This is acceptable, but the gospel is not. And yet John says the second time, we are of God. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of truth will always bring us to God through Christ. The spirit of error will always distract us from Christ and cannot and will not bring us to God. So the message of hope that we have here is, I think, that fourth verse. John is tackling false teaching and false teachers who, arguably from the text, have demonic, satanic power to back them up and support them. But he twice says, ye are of God and we are of God. John is with these people. We are of God. We might be little children, but actually we are the overcomers. You would expect the false teachers and the spirit of Antichrist to overcome us. In fact, it's we that overcome them. Why? Because we have the spirit of God, the spirit of truth, and he that is in us is greater in power, in dignity, in majesty, than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.